Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For decades, his deep and unmistakable voice was a Sunday fixture, synonymous with football and the best games the NFL had to offer.
Good afternoon. I'm Pat Summerall here with John Madden. John is talking to John.
Alongside his longtime broadcast partner and Pat Madden, Pat Summerall was called the spirit of the National Football League, calling the action with a measured and steady tone. He started doing NFL games for CBS in 1964 and became a play-by-play announcer 10 years later. He also covered the PGA Tour, including the Masters, along with the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament. Summerall also played 10 seasons from 1952 to 1961 with the Chicago Cardinals and the New York Giants. Sean McManus, chairman of CBS Sports, said this today about the network's longtime broadcaster, saying, quote, "There is no one more closely associated with the great legacy and tradition of CBS Sports than Pat Summerall. His voice was synonymous with big events, whether it was NFL football and the Super Bowl, the Masters, or U.S. Open Tennis."
That's CBS Sports Director Jim Hill commenting on the passing of the broadcast legend Pat Summerall, who died this week at the age of 82. So his death is the number 10 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you along for the ride. In the next hour, we'll be doing what we always do here on the Countdown Show, and that's pursuing the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at Talkers.com. It is an online magazine that focuses on the talk radio industry, the stars, the stations, the various formats in the spoken word world. As we monitor these radio programs, you'll hear some new voices and maybe some familiar voices. So let's get at the overview. Number 9 on the countdown, the battle over the budget. Here is Trish Regan from Bloomberg talking to financial analyst Jim Tisch, who says there are some rays of hope, actually, in the president's budget plan.
What do you think about the president's proposed budget? Is it going far enough?
You know, I don't look at it that way. Actually, I see rays of hope in it because I see gestures that he's made to the other side to try to reach a deal with things like the chain-link CPI.
Yeah.
I think what that is saying is to the Republicans, hey, we're doing a kabuki dance. I've just signaled that I'm willing to compromise on something that previously everybody thought was just something I wouldn't compromise on. Let's get together and try to work something out.
We need entitlement reform. He's admitting that we need to do something about entitlement.
Yes. So, listen, no president, no Senate, no House gets their budget as written. Mm-hmm. They're all documents for posturing. So what I think is that the president is saying, let's sit down and let's work this out.
And yet at the same time, you still have lawmakers digging in their heels saying, you know, this is dead on arrival. There's no way we're going to go for this. Republicans are saying that, but all the Democrats are, too, because they're saying, hey, there's no way we're going to touch Social Security.
All right. You know, they're all,
so everybody's
it's
left.
Easy to posture now because there's no vote. But when the vote comes, that's when the rubber really hits the road. And there's no saying what they're going to do.
Do you think they'll be forced into some kind of compromise deal? Might we see a grand bargain?
My hope is that we end legislation by brinksmanship. I think that is really, really bad for our economy. I think they need to sit, they need to talk, they need to work it out, they need to compromise, and I think something can happen. And I think what they're seeing, what we're seeing with the stock market, is when the brinksmanship ends, the stock market actually appreciates it. And I see for myself, when they're not practicing the brinksmanship, I've got time to talk about other things.
And it's a good feeling.
It's really a breath of fresh air, yes. And I think if we can keep this trend going for a while, because look, they're working on immigration legislation that nobody thought they'd be able to do. It looks like they're going to maybe get something done on gun control. So, I don't know.
So there's things to feel good about. There's things that they're moving towards and things that might get accomplished.
Maybe they're learning to work together. Maybe they're learning to play together in the sandbox.
You know, you mentioned the market. We've got a market where, you know, people are calling this the most unloved rally ever. We continue to move higher, up nearly 160 points there on the Dow today.
Yeah, but don't forget yesterday.
I'm not going to forget. Okay. Yesterday was a very tough day, but we've made back some of that ground today. Are we going to continue, do you think, in this sort of disconnected environment between the economy and the markets? At what point do they sort of catch up with one another in a good way or perhaps in a bad way?
Well, number one, corporate earnings are doing reasonably well. Corporate earnings continue to increase and have been increasing for a long time.
Up next, a focus on gold, the explosion at the Texas fertilizer plant, and more threats from North Korea here on our weekly talk radio countdown show.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40. So you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
This is Talk Radio in Review. Number 8 on the countdown list is the future of gold, the price of gold, up, down, sideways. Here's Money host Bruce Wolf with Larry Kudlow about why Kudlow thinks what's happening is a good thing.
I know the price of gold was has been a very big deal in the news the last few days.
Well, it has. Look, gold is collapsing, and as I have written and talked, this is a good thing, not a bad thing. Means the dollar's getting stronger. There's no end of the world scenario, okay, in financial terms or economic terms, and that's what was driving gold in recent years, and it drove it way, way, way too high. The dollar's not coming to an end. The economy's not coming to an end. The euro's not coming to an end. The widely predicted soaring of inflation from the Fed's money printing, so-called, hasn't happened. I mean, now what you're going to get, I hope, I regard this as very bullish. Low gold price reminds me of the 80s and 90s. Gold fell from 800 to 250. That was Reagan, Bush, Clinton. Great years for the economy, great years for the stock market, great years for entrepreneurship. And that means people are investing productively rather than just putting money away in gold out of fear. So I regard this gold plunge as very positive. And I don't think it's over yet, by the way.
Item at number 7 on the countdown, the explosion at that fertilizer plant near Waco, Texas. Host Todd Jeffries and Don Pryor talking about some of the criticism that's been directed at the town for allowing so many homes to be built so close to this dangerous plant.
The father and his son decided to pull off to the side of the road and use their camera phone to videotape the fire.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty impressive.
Yep, big
part. As they were watching the explosion.
Molly, you okay?
Dad?
You okay?
I can't hear.
Oh, my God.
Please get out of here. Please get out of here. Oh, my God. Dad, please get out of here. I can't hear anything.
Oh, my God.
Some terrifying moments for that father and son there in the town of West.
Man, I tell you, and, you know, we know West, it's an extremely tiny town, and boy, is it on the map now. Look, I remember signing onto the internet and seeing the plume of smoke, and boy, that it looked like an atom bomb.
Well, already there is some critical thoughts about the homes being built so close to a fertilizer plant. Very explosive. Very dangerous.
Obviously.
Some of the chemicals that they deal with. Now, this fertilizer plant that exploded in West Texas was fined by the Environmental Protection Agency in 2006 for failing to have a risk management plan that met federal standards. This according to an EPA report. They were fined in August of 2006, according to records. And according to the EPA, a risk management plan is designed to ensure chemical accidents don't happen by having safeguards in place to prevent them. According from the website, a risk management plan includes an executive summary, registration, and information, off-site consequences analysis, a five-year accident history prevention program, and an emergency response program.
Yeah.
But some people are already saying that our environmental standards here in the state of Texas are lax. And it's not surprising that more things like this don't happen at these facilities.
Yeah, I was wondering, which came first here, the plant or the homes or a little of both? And I'm wondering, is there any awareness among the residents and the business owners and whoever lives close to that plant? Is there any kind of awareness of the risky situation that they live in day by day? Or has everybody just been in kind of denial about this?
Item at number six is North Korea again this week. Here's Patricia Wu talking to correspondent Kyle La about the latest threats coming from North Korea this week.
Now, North Korea is rejecting the United States' latest offer of dialogue. It calls it a crafty ploy to deflect blame for the rising tensions on the Korean Peninsula. A North Korean ambassador says the U.S. and South Korea are the true provocateurs.
All newspapers and mass media are talking about tense situation on the Korean Peninsula. But the point is, the problem here is that they are describing as if deep South Korea is provocating, but that is not true. We are being provoked by the United States and South Korea, and we are only responding to that provocation and to their military threat.
North Korea is also making new threats against the South. Kyung La joins us now from Seoul with the latest. So, Kyung, how do you read all of this?
Well, the threat that we got overnight here in Seoul is very similar, and it echoes the sentiment that you just heard from the ambassador there, what North Korea is saying in this latest threat. And it is a tick up, a little more threatening than we've heard in the last couple of days, Patricia. This is basically saying that North Korea does not have any intention of backing away from its nuclear program as long as these U.S.-South Korean drills continue. These drills are expected to go throughout the end of the month. North Korea saying that as long as the United States is waving this nuclear stick, it will continue its nuclear program. Well, the response from the United States is that in a briefing that CNN attended from a U.S. official, the U.S. official saying that these drills are strictly for defense and deterrence, that these are ordinary, typical drills that are done every year here in South Korea, and that basically implying that this is the excuse that North Korea is using to try to pursue this program that the world is condemning. So the United States says it will certainly not be backing down from these defense drills, and that it is hoping that North Korea wakes up, comes to its senses, and uses the diplomatic off-ramp that has been offered by Secretary Kerry.
Coming up, the Audrey Pott case and the D.C. Rice and Letters, next up on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10-can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Welcome back in. I'm Doug Steffen to the next portion of our talk radio review for this week. Up to number five, the Audrey Pott case. Reporter Mei Chow talks about Audrey's parents moving ahead with the legal action against the three high school boys who raped her last year and then further humiliated her through social media until she committed suicide.
So many unanswered questions. And questions which Audrey Pott's family hope her classmates and friends could help answer, such as who saw these photos of Audrey and why no one came forward.
In an emotional press conference Monday, parents of 15-year-old Audrey Pott spoke about a beautiful high school student who once loved music and soccer but ended her life because she was tormented by her classmates.
These individuals calculated their assault, harassed the victim with the photos, and then took steps to cover up the evidence. There was no remorse here.
Pott's parents and stepmother spoke publicly for the first time since their 15-year-old daughter hanged herself last September after allegedly being sexually assaulted by three friends at a house party. They say the attackers, three 16-year-old boys, had known their daughter since middle school and were sober during the incident.
These types of crimes are not juvenile. Sexual assault is an adult crime. These boys distributed the pictures to humiliate and further bully my daughter.
The family's attorney says Audrey awoke from the attack with drawings and the names of one of the boys written on parts of her body. A photo from that night had been shared electronically among some of her classmates.
The sexual assault was one thing. When it's committed by three people who you knew, these were friends, and then to be publicly humiliated and disgraced in front of her whole student body, that was too much for this young girl to take.
In the week following the alleged attack, Audrey posted on Facebook saying the whole school knew and that her life was ruined.
While the world was a far better place when Audrey was alive, it will be a far safer place if these young men are put behind bars and held responsible for their actions.
Audrey's parents say they decided to come forward with her name because they hope her story and her death could help others, as well as bring to light the epidemic of teen sexual assault and cyberbullying.
Number four item on the countdown, the Ricin letters that were sent to the president and one of the senators. Here's host Greg Knapp with FBI Assistant Director Danny Colson about Ricin itself and if these letters have anything to do with what happened earlier this week in Boston.
What do we know about this Ricin? What does it do to you? And, you know, does it have anything to do with the Boston connection?
Okay, let's start with the last. No, it has nothing to do with Boston at all. Ricin is a substance that's made from castor beans. In my entire career in law enforcement, I've only known of one individual to die of ricin poisoning, and that was an individual that was killed in an espionage situation where someone tipped an umbrella with ricin and injected it to his leg and he died. Other than that, nobody's ever died from ricin. It's not to say it's not deadly. It's extremely deadly. It won't hurt you if you touch it. It'll only hurt you if you eat it or inhale it. The chances of this substance getting to the principal target are about zero. It's not going to happen. So this guy needs to be gotten off the street and needs to go to jail. He'll probably spend the rest of his life in jail. But we have to put it in perspective. And as far as something that's been highly dangerous, it can be. But the history of it is, it's really not.
Very interesting. And is it something, like you said, I vaguely remember this happening around the time of September 11 as well, when we were having the anthrax scares, that some were worried about ricin as well. And it's one of those things that's kind of easier to make, like you said, because of the castor beans, right? It's people can make it, but not maybe distribute it, as you're saying.
Well, you have to make it, then you have to weaponize it, which
right.
means you have to put it in a way that it's like super pulverized, so it's like makes it easier to be inhaled.
D.C. ricin letters, the fourth most talked about topic of the week on the countdown. Let's recap now, going back to number 10, Pat Summerall's death is in that spot. At number 9, the battle over the budget. At number 8, the price you're paying for gold, or what's your gold worth? The fertilizer plant explosion in Texas is number 7. North Korea at number 6. The Audrey Pott case at number 5. The D.C. ricin letters number 4. So that leaves us with the top 3 items. They're coming up next year on our weekly talk radio review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Weekending Friday, April 19th. Number 3 on the countdown, immigration reform. Here's host Matt Murphy with former Congressman Tom Tancredo of Colorado about his Team America PAC, which is trying to stop Congress from passing the latest immigration reform bill.
Tell me about the organization.
Well, of course, it is set up primarily to help people who are on our side on this issue, and it's been running about 7 years now. We are dedicated to doing something to... Well, I don't want to keep saying just to stop what is happening. I would like to say that we are dedicated to doing something positive about the issue of immigration. We certainly are, but we find ourselves always simply trying to stop what these guys are trying to do, because it is a travesty. And listen, Republicans, if there are any out there who actually care about the party, let alone the country, then pay attention here, because if this passes, if this piece of junk passes, then the party that's already really on life support will have the plug pulled on it. It's finished. Done. Stick a fork in it, Republicans. It's all over with. We will never elect another person to the presidency of the United States, and we will start losing everything else we have. The fact is that there is a reason why this... You have to wonder. Really, man. You have to wonder. $1.5 billion spent so far by the other side in the last few years, mostly George Soros money and others.
Mm-hmm.
$1.5 billion, over 6,000 lobbyists hired in here and in states all over the nation. Why? Why would George Soros be so intent on doing something like this? Because why, he's just concerned about these poor people who, you know, are trying to make a living? No, he couldn't care less about them. He knows that it's a game changer politically for this country. It will be the thing Obama needs most to finish his job of thoroughly transforming America. You are talking about 20 million people who are going to vote Democrat, and it's got nothing to do with immigration. That's the thing that all of our people get sucked in on. This idea that if we just cave in on immigration, we'll get Hispanic votes. Hello, we won't. They don't vote for us. About 70% don't vote for us. They vote for Democrats for the same reason that lots and lots and lots and lots of other people vote for Democrats. They want the goodies.
Here's talk host Barry Young with Senator John McCain about the reasons that McCain's supporting this bill that's now before Congress.
Senator, thanks for being with us.
I hope everybody will give us a chance to make a case for it before they make a judgment. Already we're getting strong pushback from some of the people on the left who do not like our trigger requirements for getting the border secured. And I just like to say real quickly that, look, in 1986 we passed a bill that gave amnesty to 3 million people on the promise there would be secure borders. Now we have 11 million people who are in this country illegally, and I won't stand still for a bill that doesn't prevent us from having a third wave. I don't want another third wave of people who come to this country illegally in 10 or 20 years from now. So that's been the strong component that we've been working on.
What are the trigger mechanisms before these folks who are here illegally can become be here legally or be citizens?
Sure. One is there has to be exit and entry visa. In other words, tracking both people who leave as well as people come into this country. As you know, that right now we track people who come in, but we don't those that leave or not leave. In fact, 40% of the people who were in this country illegally didn't cross the border. They just came with a visa and let the visa expire. There has to be E-Verify, which is the tamper-proof documentation that anyone looking for a job who's an immigrant into this country has to have in order, and penalties for employers who knowingly hire someone without the proper documentation, although there's some protections for those employers as well if they make a good faith effort. There has to be 100% surveillance of the border. There has to be 90% effective control. That means increases in money allocated for increases in border fencing, for hiring additional personnel, for National Guard, and also the use of increased use of technology that's been developed in Afghanistan and Iraq, where there's a radar called Vader radar that not only can surveil people coming, but it can track them back to where they came from. If that's not achieved within 5 years, remember, it takes 10 years before someone can even be ready to apply for a green card. Then there has to be a committee to decide on how to spend an additional $2 billion to do what's necessary to maintain effective control of the border. Now, I will tell you, we've had great problems with the Secretary of Homeland Security on getting the information about illegal crossings, but we will make sure we get that information in the legislation we are passing. I believe we can secure our border, and anybody believes we can't hasn't seen the kind of technology that I have seen in Iraq and Afghanistan.
That leads us to number two, gun legislation activity, and that will be up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary, risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2777. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Doug Steffen, along with the folks that have worked on putting the Countdown Show together, and we have this collective list that brings us to number two, gun legislation activity, or lack thereof, this week. Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski talked to Time Magazine's Mark Halperin and former chairman of the DNC, Howard Dean, about the gun legislation that failed in the Senate this week.
I've got to go back to the beginning of this session. There was a lot of talk about filibuster reform. And there were a lot of Democrats, and certainly I was out there talking about the need for filibuster reform. And for whatever reason, the Democrats didn't push. I remember saying it the day they made the rules to get rid of the filibuster, make 50 plus one pass. If they had made that decision when they set up the Senate, then this bill would have passed. I guess it just really quickly, Mark Halperin, Kelly Ayotte in New Hampshire, voting against background checks for terrorists, voting against background checks for violent rapists, voting against background checks for gang members. I don't know that she really helped her cause in New Hampshire for re-election, did she?
Well, Joe, look, the way that there'll be a political price to pay, which you're talking about, will be, and a lot of these members are not up right away in this cycle, will be, can there be candidates recruited to run against them? In the case of the Democrats, Mark Pryor, will there be a Democrat in Arkansas who runs against them? I don't think he's going to lose to a Republican on this issue. So if you're talking about a political price, it means that some Democrat is going to have to run and in a Democratic primary say, I'm better to represent the Democrats and the people of Arkansas than Mark Pryor of this vote.
I'll predict right now this is the end of Mac Baucus's career. Schweitzer's already ahead of him. Governor Schweitzer's already ahead of him by 20 points in the polls. This is going to bring Brian Schweitzer to the race. He's going to be the next Democratic senator from Montana. So that's casually number one.
In a retirement?
Yeah, but either Baucus will retire or he'll lose the primary to Brian Schweitzer. Schweitzer's got a 20-point edge over him, and this is not going to help. In the Democratic primary, can you imagine Max Baucus defending this vote in a Democratic primary in Montana,
yeah,
a state where Bill Clinton won? This is, you know, Montana is a purple state. Most people don't recognize that, but it is. And so that's casually number one before we even get started. And you're absolutely right. This is exactly what's going to happen.
Well, if people are worried about politics, when it comes to political prognostication, I hate to say it, whether it's the White House or Democrats or Republicans, Joe, you'll get bashed on Twitter today. People will lash out at you. You're always right about the political ramifications of something. You can always see a step ahead. You're right on this. And unfortunately, it seems like some Democrats and some Republicans in Washington are going to learn the hard way. Coming up on Morning Joe's...
You do not ignore 90% of the American people on an issue of public safety. You don't do it. They did it yesterday. And I've got to say, mark it down, this is going to be a turning point in the history of the Republican Party as well. And let those out there chattering, let them chatter away all they want to and scream like hyenas, let them do what they want to do. This party that killed this background check, this party is moving toward extinction.
Killing
a new
itself.
Republican Party is going to replace it. And this is going to be a vote that people are going to look back on and say, that party, that extremism, that was unsustainable.
Talk host Moose Miller. Here are the focus on the president's comments following the gun legislation bill failing in the Senate.
Let's start with comments from the Rose Garden from the president.
Instead of supporting this compromise, the gun lobby and its allies willfully lied about the bill.
Wow. You don't hear politicians, much less president, calling people a liar. But the president did that yesterday, saying that the gun lobby had basically said this was just going to turn into gun registration and a national registry. So that scared off a lot of potential votes in the Senate. This was bad for proponents of background checks and gun control on many levels. You couldn't get it through. You couldn't get enough Democrats to come over completely, much less Republicans on this. But if you're thinking that this is going to be for the midterm elections, bad news for Republicans, think again. It's actually Senate candidates up for re-election in 2014, Democrats, that if Michael Bloomberg does what he says he's going to do, which is spend some of his own money and get out there and create advertising and messaging against these particular Democratic senators, then Mitch McConnell may end up becoming the Senate Majority Leader. You know, this is all so complicated from the standpoint of districts that have been in the House side gerrymandered to the point where they're so hyper-partisan, Democratic or conservative, one way or the other, that the only way you're going to get elected in that district is if you're tacting so far to the extreme position on either side, and you don't really have a centrist kind of moderate approach to things anymore.
Here's host Janine Turner with Congressman John Culberson of Texas. They talk about the gun bill as well.
Why do you think the Senate, there were, I think, five Democrats that did not vote for it? And I have a hunch that it's about this mental, the mental health aspect. You know, this quote here, the Toomey Manchin proposal contains a provision that lets a doctor add a patient to the NICS without ever telling the patient that he or she has been added. I mean, wasn't that, do you think that maybe was why they stopped him, or what, why do you think the Democrats?
Janine, that is certainly part of it, but there is the Second Amendment of the Constitution is written in plain English. It's one of those fundamental rights that we have as individual Americans, the right to keep and bear arms to protect ourselves. And one way I always like to explain to people that are skeptics that think that the government can just come in anyone that comes in and argues with me and says, oh, the government can regulate guns, they can, you know, register our guns or take them away. Ask them this question. Do you think the founding fathers ever surrendered the right to defend themselves to any level of government? Not the federal government, but to for example, the state of Massachusetts. Did George Washington or Thomas Jefferson surrender the right of self-defense to the state of the Commonwealth of Virginia before it was a state? No, of course they didn't. The right of self-defense is absolute. It's recognized at all levels, even in the case of abortion. And I'm pro-life. When it comes to an abortion, if it's the life of the mother, that's fundamental right of self-defense. That's absolute. And that's really, the Second Amendment was written for two principal reasons. One, obviously, for self-defense, but also we are, you know, preserving, the founders intended to preserve the absolute right of the people to defend themselves against an oppressive government. I mean, this is fundamental, and the right to...
It is, and it's not the answer. It's not the answer, Congressman Culberson. And by the way, you bring up the states and the founding fathers again, so I'll tell you an interesting story, because of Patriots Day in Boston, I was looking up, you know, I'm a history buff, but I was refreshing Concord in Lexington. There was a story that said when they were in Concord, I believe, or no, Lexington, I think, that they gathered them, the British, and told them to clear out, to drop their arms and to clear out. Lexington, I think. And so they started to walk away, but they refused to drop their guns. They refused to be disarmed. And I think that there you go. It's just inbred within us. And of course, that's when the first shot was fired, but they refused to put down their guns, and because they wanted to be able to defend themselves.
Let's move up to number one. Spend a good deal of time on this, as it certainly deserves it. The Boston Marathon bombing and what happened through to the end of the week and how it was being talked about on News Talk radio stations around the country.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
I'm Doug Steffen. The number one item on the countdown this week, the Boston Marathon bombing. Host Brad Shepard and Bo Sullivan talking to Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick about his views on how the investigation has gone this week.
What is your personal outlook and belief at this point? I won't ask you about a timeline, but are you optimistic about ultimately the trail leading to the perpetrators of this?
I do. I mean, I don't have a lot of experience in criminal investigations, but I have some from my time at the Justice Department. I know that this kind of investigation really involves tiny bits and pieces of evidence and information combed, over many blocks, a square inch at a time. And so the public is going to have to be patient to enable law enforcement to do their job. They will piece together, as they already have, as you've seen some of the most recent news reports, the nature of the device and eventually where it comes from and how it was assembled and then who is responsible. But I think one of the things that has struck the federal FBI and ATF agents already is the fact that no one has claimed responsibility. There's a lot of mystery still.
Are they saying that's unusual?
They are saying that for acts of terror like this, it is unusual or somewhat so. But there really isn't anything. There isn't anything really that is usual about terrorism. I think it's probably fair to say. So I think I'm convinced it's a very thorough investigation.
How does this affect things going forward in the city of Boston at this particular point in time?
Well, I think. As the commissioner was saying, commissioner of police in Boston was saying yesterday, it's important for people to live their lives, but to do so with some heightened vigilance and care. We want to be sure that that people are alert to suspicious activity, suspicious packages. We've got the National Guard working with the transit police to do random bag searches and such on the on the key. We have an increased police presence, and that will be the case for a little while anyway.
Yeah.
And then we'll learn from this experience in terms of preparing for next year's marathon, another large civic gathering.
Host John DePietro with Jen Foisey, who is a volunteer at the finish line at this year's marathon.
From what I understand, you were volunteering at the finish line at the Boston Marathon on Monday.
Yes, I was.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind, take us through your account of what happened approximately right around 2:45. It was really 2:50, but just kind of take us through where you were at that time on Monday.
So I was the medical lane security part of that team stationed one block past the finish line between Clarendon and Berkeley Streets, right on Boylston. So we were watching the runners as they were coming past the finish line, and then we were tending to them if they needed medical help.
And what type of day had it been prior to that?
It was an amazing day. You know, the energy and just everyone, the amount of volunteers and the logistics for that whole day was incredible. It was an incredible experience and something I'm so proud to have been a part of. And around about 2:45, 2:50, that changed a little bit. I saw it, I felt it, I heard it, it sounded like a cannon, and we just knew right away that something wasn't right. We weren't sure what it was, but when the second one went off, then we really knew we were in the middle of something quite different.
You could feel the first explosion?
Absolutely. It rocked right underneath our feet. I mean, we saw it, and you felt it deep down in your heart. It stopped everyone.
And you told me last night that you said to another volunteer right at the finish line, like, what was that? And then someone said, oh, it's Patriots Day. They're probably just shooting off a cannon.
Right, exactly. I was stationed with a group of security, and one of them, you know, turned to me and said, oh, it's Patriots Day. It's probably just a cannon. And earlier in the day, they had tolled the bells when the first runners had come through, so we knew there was some symbolism, some patriotic stuff going on, you know, a block up from where we were. But this was entirely too close. When you saw the plumes of smoke coming up, and you saw everyone just stop and turn around and look, even the runners who had just come through, like everyone just froze, you knew that this was something a little different. And then after the second one, then everything just really was kind of a free-for-all at that point.
Boston Marathon bombing, the most talked about item this week in talk radio. Recapping for those of you who have not heard the whole hour, at number 10, the passing of Pat Summerall, the sports broadcaster. Number 9, the battle over dollars and cents in our federal government. Number 8, price of gold. Number 7, the explosion of that Texas fertilizer plant. Number 6, North Korea's antics this week. The Audrey Pott suicide case, number 5. D.C. Rice and Letters, number 4. Immigration reform, number 3. Gun activity, number 2 in the legislation department, anyway. And the Boston Marathon bombing is the number 1 item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.